Joining us now is Daily Camera Beat reporter Brian Howell. Brian, my good friend, how is the weather? Is it raining yet?
It is not raining. It's a little overcast, but I mean, hey, the students are already partying out in Berkeley, so, you know, things are good.
Things are good. Well, things are better for the Buffs this week after a 34-0 win over Arizona. Following, the fans had the pitchforks ready, Brian. Everybody was ready. Everybody was waiting outside the gates of Folsom Field to see if they could beat Arizona. Did you see them when you showed up last Saturday?
I did, and they haven't totally put them away yet.
Right.
But they've at least put them down for now. You know, so certainly this fan base, at least the vocal ones, were very upset and ready to fire anybody and everybody if they had lost Arizona.
So look, Bright, we were both there when Mac got hired, and Mac was in charge of rebuilding a program. Now, Carl Durrell came into a different position and obviously a much different set of circumstances. However, it was somewhat of a, I'm not going to call it a rebuild, but it was a rebuild in progress when he took it over. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, certainly. And I think really any time a new coach takes over, unless it's like, I mean, I know you guys were talking about Oklahoma, unless it's Lincoln Riley with the seamless transition from
right.
Bob Stoops, you know, I think most coaching changes are going to be somewhat of a rebuild because the coach wants his type of guys in there. So, you know, you throw in the fact that it was a rebuild anyway, and then it's a new head coach, and just the inherent rebuild aspects to go with that. And yes, I think it definitely was.
We are joined by Brian Howell of the Daily Camera, and he's on the beat for the Buffs. My question to you, Brian, is when talking a rebuild, between the first and second year, did they regress?
Well, I'm not sure if they regress. It's hard to say because last year was so weird. And, you know, they didn't play their full schedule. And I would argue that five of the best teams on their schedule, they didn't even have to face. So this year is kind of what we expected last year to look like. And so it's almost like a restart this year. So I'm not sure if they regressed as much as just, this is sort of year one in a lot of ways.
So I think, Brian, I think the problem that a lot of fans are having right now, right, is there's two sides to Carl Durrell. He won the Pac-12 Coach of the Year, his second Pac-12 Coach of the Year award. He shared that with Pete Carroll in 2005, by the way.
Yeah.
This is a guy who has had success in this conference with a 35-27 record. Now, he didn't win. You know, they fired him because he couldn't consistently build a winner. But, Brian, fans at CU would take that right now, wouldn't they?
Absolutely. You know, you get to a bowl game every year, I think CU should take that. I mean, there's a lot of programs you look at and say, yeah, you know, CU should look at that as a model, and some CU fans would be offended by that, but that's where this program is right now. I mean, if you can go 6-6 every year right now, that's an upgrade.
And so the other side of that, right, is that you look at a guy who was also the offensive coordinator for one of the worst offenses in the country when he was at Vanderbilt, where they averaged 17 points a game. And it was a young group. There were five games where they scored one touchdown or fewer. They averaged 12, almost 13 points in conference play. They had a 50% completion rate. The only category in which they ranked in the top 100 was interceptions, excuse me. That kind of sounds familiar, doesn't it, Brian?
It does, except it was Vandy.
Right.
And it was, Derek Mason was a first-time head coach, and, you know, Durrell was working under him. And so I think different circumstances. I think that's a tough situation. I don't know the whole, you know, I wasn't following that 2014 Vandy team, I'll admit. But, in a lot of ways, it does look somewhat similar to what we're seeing here. I think that with some time, who knows what Durrell would have done with that offense there. And, you know, with time, who knows what he does here.
So now let's talk about this, because prior to the Arizona game, he was getting lit up by, quite frankly, everybody, and deservedly so, because they came out really porous, and they had a freshman quarterback who did not look ready to play at all the first part of the season. So Durrell comes out and says, over the bye week, we are going to evaluate everything. Comes back after the bye week and says, we've made some subtle changes. I believe that that had to do a lot with the scheme. Can you shed some light on what those subtle changes might have been?
Yeah, and they were pretty subtle, but I mean, I think it's, you know, maybe going a little bit more tempo, which is not necessarily Durrell's style, but is the style of Darren Cheverini, the offensive coordinator. Maybe allowing Cheverini to do some more tempo. They did throw deep a little bit more, and they opened up the passing game a little bit. And I know it didn't really click until the second half, but I mean, Brendan Lewis actually threw a really nice pass on the first drive last week that was dropped in the end zone that should have been a touchdown. So they came out doing that. It just didn't really click until the second half.
And so when you look at that second half team, and I was there on Saturday, it felt like the dam finally broke when Brendan Rice caught that 60-yard touchdown catch. That felt like something. It felt like the other shoe finally dropped. When you look at an offense with talent outside like they do, because they have some talent at the skill positions now, Brian, is this a team that you think can find a way to put some things together and manufacture a few more wins here before the end of the season? Or do you think they're going to, you know, that was Arizona, so you had to take that game with a grain of salt.
Yeah, I thought it's a little of both. And, you know, I would actually say the dam broke when the punt block and the interception return, and kind of the offense maybe looked at that and said, whew, we don't have to do all that
right
now.
Right.
You know, and they kind of cut it loose. But, yeah, I think so. I mean, there's some talent here. I mean, Brendan Lewis, for all of his faults so far this year, he does have talent. There is some talented receivers on this team. There's, you know, I think some very good running backs on this team that, you know, have struggled to get going because there's no passing game. So I think if Brendan Lewis can, you know, duplicate what he did last week, and yes, it was Arizona, but one strength of Arizona has been its pass defense. So give Lewis credit for that against a good pass defense. He did that. So if they can open things up, I think they can win some more games down the stretch here.
Let me ask you a question. I was surprised by this. Have you been surprised by the vitriol that we have seen from the fan base this season? Because I don't know what they expected, Brian. This team didn't have the talent.
Yeah, I am surprised. Just because this is still a new head coach, and you know, I don't know what same old as you said. I don't know what they want. I mean, do you want to change head coaches again and start over again? I mean, this you keep doing that, and this program is never going to get any good. So I'm surprised by it. You know, I understand the lack of patience because of what it's been like the last 15 years, but the one word that CU football fans hate hearing is patience, but you got to have it
right
now.
Yeah.
We are joined by Brian Howell of the Daily Camera, covers the Buffs on the Buffs beat up there. So, Brian, they've got Cal today. Cal's 1-5. I think they're a little better than Arizona. I think that Chase Garbers, he can really kind of throw the ball around. Should the CU Buffs feel confident going into this game? But more so, what do they have to do to beat Cal and stop that passing game?
Yeah, they should feel confident, but you know, Cal is it's a weird 1-5 because they've lost so many one score games. I think 4 of their 5 have been by one score, so they're a better team than maybe their record shows. But you know, the Buffs have really good corners. I think that if they can just kind of get after it with their front 7 and leave their corners in man to man like they've done most of the year, they can be okay. It's really, can they stop Chase Garbers running the football? I mean, he can be a threat doing that as well. So, you know, this is not a prolific Cal offense by any means. So the Buffs can certainly do that. I think they got a defense that can do that. Whether they can put up points on the board, we'll see.
Is there anybody banged up today, Brian?
Nobody big, like nobody that we didn't really know of. Like Rashad Clayton is not here. I don't think there's any major surprises from what I've heard. I don't think, like, you know, I'm looking right now, Nate Lamon looks healthy, so he's not out. You know, Brendan Lewis is out there, guys like that. So it's nobody big, I don't think.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think, let's say CU wins, let's say they find a way to win one more game the rest of the season, do you think there will be pressure from the athletic department on this coaching staff to get things back on track next year? Or do you think they will be patient?
No, I think there will definitely be some changes to the staff. I don't think there will be pressure to move on from Carl, but I think they could win 3-4 more games, and there's still going to be changes on the staff. I mean, I just think that Carl's still working things out and getting things the way he wants to. And so I think there will be some pressure in that regard. I mean, if they were to go 2-10 and not change any of the coaches, or even 3-9 or 4-8 and not change any coaches, then there'd be, you know, the fan base would kind of lose it, I think. So I do think there will be some changes to the staff regardless of how the second half finishes.
Bri, we really, really appreciate the time today. I hope you enjoy your afternoon in Berkeley, and I hope you get to watch some entertaining football, because it hasn't been that way all year, Bri. Thanks so much for the time today, Bri. Good to talk to you, pal.